Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. I'm here with Vishal Joshi. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm very happy. Very happy to have you here.
Thank you so much.
So you worked on the new Azure portal.
Yes.
And it's confusing me. It's amazing and it's huge and it's not anything like what I am used to.
Yes, and I think it was, we actually like imagined like crazy a year back using PowerPoint and just drew what we felt was the right experience for me as a developer and IT pro people, and then we basically said, hey, can we make that happen? And after a year, we have it.
This seems more like a dashboard when we use the term management portal before, but this feels like something I'd want to put on like a big screen.
Yes.
And hang up in my company, because it's a, I hate to use the word DevOps because it's used so much, but it's like there's two things you want to do with your site. You want to, you know, manage it and make changes, but then there's the, I want to know what's going on. I want to know about how much money I'm spending, and I want to know about errors and analytics and things like that. I want to build a dashboard.
Yes.
So give me a tour here as I walk through the I know that I can click on tour, and it'll give us some things that we should think about, like we need to remember to right click.
Yes.
But what's this hub menu over here on the left-hand side? We've got a hubs. I've got home, notifications, something called journeys.
Yes. So let me tell you what the intent of hubs is, right? Like you said, this is your dashboard. You can basically make it your own. On the left side, we basically thought about all these services which actually like play in together to make your app together. They all need some standard horizontal functionalities which is shared across all of the services.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, a notification. You would not want everyone popping notifications wherever they want. It should be like one place where every service integrates together and provides a notification. So that is a notification hub,
mm-hmm.
right? Similarly, you have a browse hub where you can actually like browse all of your things. So right now we have a limited set of things. You know, Azure has tons of services. A lot more are going to come in, but we started off with like the canonical DevOps, which was website, team project, DB. Resource groups, which is a new concept as well. So that is your browse hubs.
Mm-hmm.
Journeys is actually a very interesting thing. Now you can basically see that there are three things. This is interesting that those three things show up. That is essentially how I would basically call as alt tab for your cloud. So in a way, you
like
basically
that.
Can go as deep as you want. So imagine you're going through your Ibiza Hanselman or like some site, right?
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly you get a notification which says, oh, your Hansel minutes is down.
Right.
Right. You're going to go and click on that notification, right? No matter what you're doing over here, because, like Hansel minutes is like New York Stock Exchange.
okay.
But the thing is that you can basically go and like click on this Journeys Hub and switch in between the two without losing any data. So we almost like take everything from your journey.
I just did that, and then here I got to the way it was before. It switched the entire dashboard.
And we basically save all of those things in your settings, so when you basically move back, then we rehydrate that journey.
It's just like an operating system, but this is in the browser.
Yes, and I think that one, means, you know, again, just like DevOps, cloud operating system is also a cliche, which is used like 1,000 times. But ultimately, like if you look at in an operating system, you've got apps and like, you know, how they interact with each other and stuff like that. In cloud, you've got services and you want to have an experience where all of these play well together. And that was, in a way, the thinking that if you look at your app, like Hansel Minutes or like a banking app or an insurance app, you want to center around that app. As opposed to a consumption of a service, which is what most of the clouds do, like go and like explore blob or explore like, you know, database. That's not my intent.
Mm-hmm.
My intent is that I want to look at my app. So we basically like took the approach of making everything about your app, which is where that notion of resource group comes in,
mm-hmm.
which is essentially a group of resources which are playing in harmony to build an app.
Yeah, see, that's really true. I'm working on a large app right now, on a startup I'm doing on the side. And it has a SignalR hub and a blog and a website and a database and a service bus and a queue and some storage tables. And I feel like I'm spending more time switching between resources and remembering where stuff is.
Yes.
In the old portal, in the new one, it'll be a resource group.
Yes. And I think that what is interesting to know is that along with this thing, while you're mentioning the notion of operating system, it's worthwhile going one layer deep. It's not just eye candy, you know. We basically imagined we put a layer of management in between the portal and all of the services, which is what we call as Azure Resource Manager.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you to actually like have each of the service participate through standard CRUD operation in the grouping model inside the resource group. That is the reason why each website or each DB is going to be now inside this container called Resource Group, which you can manage effectively together as a single lifecycle.
And people should be sure to check out the full video that we did on Resource Manager with the PM worked on.
Yes.
So let's take a look. You mentioned Hansel Minutes. That's my podcast. Let's do that. I'm going to click on Hansel Minutes. This is a website. So now suddenly everything scrolls over.
Yes.
And I can even click like a maximize button and scroll again. And that's like everything to know about my site.
Yes. And that is, so what you open, we call it as a blade.
A blade.
Right? And if you go down over here, the blade also has lenses. So go back to the smaller mode.
Okay.
So the blade has lenses. It's broken down by summary, monitoring, stuff like that.
Now this— I see, usage.
Usage and stuff like that. The reason why that blade is broken down that way, it's meant to be used properly with phones. So if you were scrolling down, then you could basically like scroll on a vertical real estate. You can click on one of the parts and open a second blade, which is what we essentially call as a journey, right? So it's basically opening a second journey.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to just like admire Hansel Minutes, then you can maximize Hansel Minutes. The lens are gone. All of the things just rearrange themselves. And we just basically change the layout model, right? Instead of the layout that way, it just becomes a dashboard layout, mm-hmm. if you may. That's the intent in some way. And you can actually, like, this is just like one site. So what we also do is that we actually remember the customizations that you do in vertical layout differently from the ones that you do in the maximized layout.
So what can I customize? I see that this is kind of a tall and thin, and this is kind of a square.
Yeah, so I think what you can do, for instance, like, let us take, for instance, right-click on this thing, and then just say customize. So this customize actually allows you to focus on this part and do a bunch of things with it. What we will do is that it shows you the drop targets of where it is going to go. We are in particularly very happy about that.
No, I just going to do that all day because I like that the other ones run away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so what you can do is that you can actually like right click and you can clone that part. So now this is request and errors.
Okay.
So if you hit clone on it.
All right.
So scroll down now. You see that the next one showed up.
Okay, right? So there's two of them now and they're identical.
They are identical, but now what you can do is that just hit done and like move out of the customize mode.
Okay.
And
so now I have now that twice.
Yes, so right click, edit the query for it, right? And now you can basically like, you see the query is loading up. You can actually go and change to like say, you want to see
CPU time.
Yeah, CPU time.
So this is what you were saying, that this isn't just eye candy. Like there's a layer underneath it.
Yes.
And this is the underlying system that is making these calls to the website and asking a question. Now look, so this the eye candy is the chart.
Yes.
But underneath it there's performance monitoring.
There's
and
a
management.
Lot of, yeah. So now what you can do, for instance, is that close out on that edit query thing for a second. Right click on this guy again and then let's hit customize for a second. Like we can now see one more interesting thing. So go and click on that. And you can see each one of these actually have different sizes, right? Mm-hmm. So now you can make it hero wide, and now it's like.
Can I actually let me guess something then? I can go like this now. This is CPU time and server errors. I saw that when we right click before, pin to start board.
Yes.
And then I could even close Hansel Minutes, but now.
You can always have that available on your start board.
That's available to me. So whatever metric or information. So I've got a customized query and a customized size, and it's all right there. And then, of course, I'm guessing that if I click on it, look at that.
Yes. It just straight away goes over there, right?
Details.
Which there are some other very interesting items which are worth looking at. So if you go back to your Hansel Minutes, right, you can do fun stuff, which I love doing this. I'm pretty sure you will also. You have a console. Yes. So you can actually go down, keep scrolling down, and you can see that there is that console. I know you love consoles. So you can click that. This was one of those experiments of like, oh, let's just draw something and like see if we can make it happen.
I love the ASCII art.
Yes.
Nicely done.
And so, yeah.
Look at that.
Boom. You know?
So that's real. The D drive, that's not a lie. I mean, I really am kind of logged in to this website.
Yes. On the test environment, I tried to delete D drive using console. It didn't work.
Didn't work. Can't, can't format and destroy Azure.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. You can't destroy Azure.
But wow, yeah. I've got Git available, so you can do debugging my dev and test. This is perfect.
You can actually you can do Git init if you want over here, which I'd suggest you.
I'm in production right now.
Yes, that's right. But we've ran a bunch of interesting. You can do PowerShell too. So if you do PowerShell space and then any command that you want.
Oh wow.
Get execution policy or something like that. It will actually or get content of a file.
What if I just run Notepad?
I know.
Did I just break? Did I break Azure?
No.
Yeah. So at that point, of course, Notepad will get recycled in a minute. Interesting. Okay. So that was not possible before, and this is nice. Look at this. Hansel Minutes has cost me $1.
Isn't that mind-blowing?
$1.16.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
I would not had guessed that Hansel Minute would cost you just $1 to run.
Here's why.
Wow.
So it's funny.
What did you do that?
Well, it's funny why we talk about that. I can tell you why it didn't cost very much. It's because I am thinking about resource management, and I'm looking at all the different things that are available to me. So I know how much file system that I have. I know how much memory I've used. So Hansel Minutes aggressively caches. I looked at the resources available to me, and I saw that I had this much memory and this much hard drive, and I said to myself, if CPU is what I'm being charged for, and there's free memory and so I'm going to cache as much as I possibly can. So I instituted a very aggressive caching policy.
Interesting.
And that caused it to go from about $6 when I was hitting the database a lot.
Wow.
And now I just cache everything locally in the hard drive, and I do a lot of in-memory caching, and the price went down.
Wow.
It's penny-pinching in the cloud, my friend.
That is awesome.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, you can
minimize
that
the
blade.
Too,
yes,
look at that.
You can minimize the blade, and you can actually maximize it again. As you said, there is billing, and you can paste the billing on the dashboard if you
can. So I can actually, that's another thing. People are always worried about money. I can right-click and pin that to the start board.
Yes, and then you will always know how much did Hansel Minute cost.
Interesting. So I could even, if I were super paranoid, probably
put
all of my money for all of my individual sites.
Right over here,
and then just keep a dashboard of just money.
Yes, and actually the thing is that I created a video which was so there are different roles, right? We talk about DevOps. There are developers who would basically want to pin the console or latest deployments and whatnot. There could be IT pros who would be basically pinning the errors or whatever else they would. And then there are finance people who basically would just pin all the parts related to money and how much the expenses
and
stuff like that.
That, I didn't even realize that. So you're saying that three people could log into this portal, a DevOps person, a developer person. The developer person could be watching all of the developer-specific things using the console.
Yeah.
The accountant could log in, and he only cares about pricing.
And then,
And he might set even alerts. if pricing is too much, then call the other guy.
So, and the thing is that you obviously have not unpinned the stuff from your start board because people typically do not. They are afraid, but they should be technically fearless because they can just unpin whatever they want.
I see. So I could go in here and just unpin this, and I haven't made it go away. I can simply go back to browse websites. Everything is there.
Yes.
So it really is kind of like my Windows 8 phone or my Windows 8 device.
Yes.
In the browser here. Again, we're just running all of this in Internet Explorer.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
And then what you can finally do is that you can create a bunch of things. So we have these this gallery, which actually will allow you to see everything, which, again, when you're talking about the analogy with the OS, that's your app store, right, essentially. But you can find all the services that you want. And in fact, these are not just single resources. They're also apps, right? There's DNN or and Umbraco and whatnot. Eventually, you can also imagine that there could be more sophisticated stuff like SharePoint Farm or your own templates. And since we are hosting all of these templates in GitHub, eventually we're going to make it open so that people can push their templates, and there could be a curation process, and they would basically say, oh, I want a fancy banking site. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you could just click and then go, and then it would just create one for you.
Be sure to check out the video that we did on the Azure templates, how to make them, how they work, the underlying JSON, and another video that we did with the PM named Gotham.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Vishal.
Thank
you. It's Azure Friday.